So this, I got it
Love
on.
Talk
I'm
Radio.
Going to play this by Michael Beckwith, and then we'll go back over there. Is that okay, James?
Yes.
Okay.
Many people ask this empowering questions. What's wrong? Who's to blame? Why me? Those questions keep us on a downward spiral of picking up on the database of human consciousness and all of its woes and complaints and fears and doubts and worries that move through the mind of the human experience. The real life visioning process is based upon asking questions that are empowering, that empower us. What's trying to emerge in my life? What gift do I have to give? How much power can flow through me? This is how it works. Behind every problem that we have, there's a question trying to ask itself. Behind every question, there's an answer trying to be revealed. Behind every answer, there's an action trying to be taken. And behind every action, there's a way of life trying to be born. So if you're perennially stuck in disempowering questions, your perception becomes very small, you become reactionary, and the actions that you take are just busyness. Survival busyness has nothing to do with embracing a large goal or a great vision for your life. So we ask, and I implore you to ask powerful questions. We want to ask questions. What gift am I to give to the world? What is trying to emerge in my life? You could even ask, what is my next step to take in the downloading, the articulation, and the living of my vision? Now here's the deal. As you begin to ask empowering questions, you begin to activate the soul faculty of hearing. One of the arts that have been lost in our world is the art of listening. Individuals fail to listen and they fail to comprehend. Listening is a lost art. You want to bring listening back in your spiritual practice. So in life visioning, as we begin to feel that we're surrounded by a universal presence of divine love, we begin to ask the question, what is the vision for my life? What is the universe seeking to express through me? What is the idea that the universe is trying to make as my life? What's trying to emerge? And then we have a moment of pure listening. Without judgment or censorship, we just begin to listen. And that which is called the still, small voice, we begin to understand, after a while becomes the only voice. The chatter in the mind, we no longer hear that. We begin to hear what's trying to emerge. I want you to begin to practice for a moment. I want you to begin, even with your eyes open, first with your eyes open, begin to feel that you're surrounded by an atmosphere of love. The universe is for you. There's nothing against you. Begin to think about times in your life where someone really supported you and loved you. They got you. They understood you. They weren't trying to get anything from you. They just loved you. I want you to feel into that. And I want you to understand that that is just a small figment of how the universe loves you. Just a little bit. But feel into that love right now. Now close your eyes. And feel that you're in a safe environment and you are truly loved. With every breath you take, that feeling of being loved is being amplified. Remember, you're on purpose. You are an on purpose with a purpose to reflect and to reveal the cosmos in a way that has never quite happened before. Now ask this question. What idea is the universe trying to express through me? What is seeking to emerge in my life? What is the universe up to as my life? Now listen, with that inner ear, what is the universe up to as your life? Not what society wants you to do, not what your parents want you to do, not what your college system wants you to do, not what your religion wants you to do, but this God has in store for you, what does the universal presence have in store for you? Listen. See with the inner eye. Feel with your heart. And allow it to articulate itself to you. This is a vision. It's not in the future. It's in you right now, even though it will take time to manifest and become visible. It's speaking to you right now. What is the universe up to as my life? We're going to do one more question. Of course, in the entire life envisioning process, there's 5 questions and contemplations we go through, but we're going to go through 2 of them right now. The next one is, what must I become to manifest the vision that I am beginning to see? Coming is our growing edge. Where must I grow? Where must I unfold? What habits must change? What thought patterns must dissolve? What must I become? Listen. Ear. With the ear, beyond ear. There is a master vision for your life. You are loaded and coded with it. It does not come from external sources. It's within you. You are now participating in your own unfolding by asking empowering questions. Ultimately, saying yes. When you say yes, when you speak the dynamic yes, the divine yes, the universal presence has an access point to express through. The presence can only do for you what it can do through you. It can't do for you what it can't do through you. You're giving permission with the yes and with the right questions. Say yes. Say yes to your greatness. Say yes to the elegance. Say yes to the beauty. Say yes to the permanent prosperity. Say yes to capital S success. Say yes to life. You don't have to pray to God. God is praying that you let God through your sacred yes. Are you willing?
Do you have that other MP3 that you can email Janine?
Heart and soul, say yes. Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require.
y'all. I'm getting all into it. I need to cut it off, but I know you got to get out of here. But Saluna, yes, I can email it to you, James, and I can email it to you, Saluna. And I just want y'all to know, if y'all want to be here on the 9th annual sunrise service, we will be doing that at the light at our sunrise service. Can you imagine the sun rising and those words and then that song? Oh, I see it all in white.
When is that going to be, Janine?
First Sunday in August.
All right.
It's the first Sunday in August every year. It's going to be on the lake, and we're going to be visioning that on the lake. I see it. I'm already putting the book together, everything. And I just wanted to share that with y'all. I'm already putting the sunrise service together, so that's why I had put it in MP3 so that I can put the CD together for the sunrise services. I'm already putting it together for next year. But that's what we're going to be doing.
Isn't it amazing, Saluna, how much preparation she puts into that? Because she started like almost a year in advance preparing for that event.
Well, that's because she's a successful woman. She's smart. She's brilliant. And she understands the how to create. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Saluna Hill has a whole chapter on organized planning.
Yes. He sure does.
Yes.
So did y'all feel the power in that? What did y'all think? Let's talk about it before you go if you got time, Saluna. I know you got
to
get out.
I agree with you, Jeannie. Thank you for bringing it to the mastermind today. Empowering questions, then the part of do you have it, how you said your questions become answers, your answers become actions, your actions become a way of life. I'm not sure, that's how I heard it. I may remember it, but I definitely can see that, and I'm just so grateful to hear that. Thank you very, very much. And, of course, the way of life become is what God is, and with God, with the, it's God being us being God. And I like that part of, you know, we don't have to pray to God. God is praying through us.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. Yes. Say yes. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I thought it was great. And it's a reminder to me, you know, I seldom ask disempowering questions, which is good, but what's missing is I don't often ask empowering questions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like an encouragement for me to begin to make a habit of asking empowering questions.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as Tony Robbins says, the quality of your life is the quality of the questions you ask. That's what Tony Robbins
mm-hmm.
and Jerome say all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, but I love this because it gave me empowering questions to ask. Because there ultimately
mm-hmm.
is a...
Yes. It actually gave you examples. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because there ultimately is a vision that, you know, speaking engagement I did, it was called You Are God's Vision. And the interesting thing about when I thought about the whole process, there is a vision that was deeply rooted into the heart and to the soul of each and every person. And oftentimes we go on a tangent looking for this purpose and looking for this place and looking for these things that is inside us, but we never was told how to ask the right questions to find out what that was. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was this journey to reading this Seat of the Soul, the being in the University of Metaphysics class that taught me the one question, what is the soul of my goal? What is the goal of my soul? Every morning to get up and ask the goal of my soul. And this question, what is the vision for my life? What is the universe seeking to express to me? Those kind of questions were never taught to me. And so as I moved through life, those questions helped me to move and navigate life freely, knowing that there is always, always, always a vision. And I just need to seek to know the vision and follow the vision. And the vision is secretly placed inside of my heart, meaning that no one else knows it but me. Now, my mama, my daddy, my sisters, my brothers, no matter how intimately someone may know me,
mm-hmm.
the intimacy of my gift is placed inside of me. And that's the thing that we never stop to ask. What is the gift that the universe is seeking to express to me that only I can share with the world in the way that I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that the universe... Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to find when you listen to the millionaire thing that I sent you that it ties in perfectly with what Michael just... played for us for Michael.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it ties in perfectly. It's like a flow. So I think that between what Michael is saying, what we're reading, the principles on forgiveness, I think the answers to manifesting being a millionaire or billionaire, I think it's all right there. It's the same process for living a life of forgiveness and love and peace. It's the same process for abundance. It's just the focus is now using those same principles with that intention involved. It's like the universe honors our soul heart intentions. So whatever those intentions are, it's like becomes a command to the universe to express that intention through us. And people who are millionaires, from your interview, Janine, and from Harrison Ford's interview with the billionaires, they have certain intentions that express as them being millionaires and billionaires. The service, the personal growth, the habits they have, the legacy they want to leave in the world, you know, their passion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My dear friends, my time has arrived.
Well, it's been joyous. Thank you.
Yes, yeah, it has
been. Thank you for staying as long as you could.
I'm just trusting that I can bring to this celebration of life memorial service today to this dear woman that decided that her yes was to step off the ledge of her home with a rope around her neck. That yes to her was... you know, I don't even know how to address it. I just have to say, I know they're going to, the family and friends will want me to stand up and make some statements, and I'm going to have to because I want to and need to. I know it's going to be there, but I just, whatever I say, I just, you know, let it be of love. Just love, love, love. And, of course, forgiveness. Forgiveness.
Yeah, that's definitely a tough situation to have to speak into somebody leaving the planet in that way.
Yeah, and I must say, there to the beauty and gentleness and lovingness, this woman loved so deeply, but she just didn't know how to receive love, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to try and figure that one out. But that is where I have to get ready to do, because I have to drive a couple hours, I mean, an hour or so. I've got to go and get dressed and wash my hair. But I have loved this day. It has begun with the two of us, three of us, two of you, and thank you so much for being powerful on this planet. And we will continue to work out. It can be Friday or Saturday. As far as getting back together again for me, I could do either one. I could do both. So
Saturday at 6 sounds good to me. What about you, Janine?
6 in the morning.
Yeah. No, eight. It's 8
okay.
For you and 6 for us.
Yeah, I mean it's fine.
Yeah.
Saturday morning. Okay. It's the winner.
Okie dokie.
Mm-hmm. I'll be speaking to both of you this week, and thank you so much. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you, and have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. Happy birthday, James.
Thank you.
New Year. Enjoy this moment.
Indeed.
Happy New Year, darling. Thank you.
Thank you all for listening to my and working with me until I got it done. Thank you, James.
Well, I love your determination. It's like, I'm going to get this done. It's not going to whip me. I'm a whip it.
I was trying to figure out, what could I do while y'all was talking? And then it just came to me. Just do it this way.
Yeah. But see, you asked an empowering question. You didn't focus on, I can't do it, or this is a challenge to me. It's like your focus was on what can I do? And then, of course, we learn from the chapter, what we focus on is a choice. It's not like we are victims of what we focus on. We have a choice of what to focus on. You know, I think that whole thing of power choice, like, wow, what a great thing to really grasp it. We always have a choice and to use our choice wisely. And we're responsible for the choices that we make. It's not like somebody put a gun to our head and had us make those choices. We chose to, whatever we chose, whatever reason we chose it. Yeah, so we're divine beings. The power of choice, the unlimited power of choice is just one aspect, expression of that. How can God make us divine beings and then limit us in our ability to choose?
Like that lady, that's powerful. Did you hear what you just said?
Yeah, how could God create us as the divine beings and then limit us in our power to choose? That would negate it right there.
That was powerful, James.
Thank you.
That was profound right there.
Thank you. Obviously, that lady did not accept herself as a divine being, and whatever issue she had in her life that she chose to kill herself, she obviously wasn't present to the fact that she had power over those situations and circumstances and had the ability to change them, shift them, shift how she was experiencing them. I like that part when you was reading about memory. Pain is the situation was neutral, but the remembrance with the release and attachment is where the pain come in. It's like, why would a memory be painful except the beliefs that a person has endowed that memory with? It's like this stuff is so simple. I mean, the fundamentals of it is so simple, and we keep coming back to these fundamentals over and over and over, and it's like life is just presenting the opportunity to be aware, present, and to master those fundamentals. You know, the power of choice is like, you know, just like my apartment. You know, when I moved in here, within the carpet looked okay when I moved in. Within 2-3 weeks, a month, spots were coming from everywhere. I know I hadn't done it. I have no dog or nobody's in an apartment for me. So the carpet was obviously bad when I moved in. And then I cleaned the carpet once, paid at my own expense. Another time, the people paid it. And I just finally told the lady, could you just put new carpet down, please? I said, this carpet was obviously ruined when I moved in, and instead of replacing it, they just cleaned it, and then that didn't get the job done. So finally, you know, after being persistent about that, you know, for the past 6 months, they finally put new carpet in this week or last week. I forgot what it was, what day it was, last Thursday or Wednesday or whatever. But it's like, you know, I chose to be persistent about that. It's just like, it's not about being right. It's like the carpet was just, the facts of the matter, the carpet was bad carpet when I moved in. So, you know, I don't, I'm paying rent. I don't choose to have this bad carpet. So, you know, now I got a new carpet put in here. But, you know, it was a choice for me to be persistent about that until they put new carpet in. So life is all about the choices. And then the questions we ask about what's going on in our life or what could go on, that's a choice too. But that was profound. I mean, it happened the way we happened, and we got a chance to finish the chapter. But at the point that Saluna was asking those questions, is when you said you wanted us to hear that from Michael, which was perfect. So I definitely, there's definitely an opportunity for upgrade for all of us, and her and I, because you've already been working with those principles. But that was definitely, so thank you. Listen, when you finish listening to that recording, let me know what
I'm
going
to listen to it right now.
Okay.
Then I'll call you.
Okay,
You want to talk about it?
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'm super excited to listen to it. Thank you for thinking of me.
Yeah. I mean, the stuff we were talking about today, the stuff you talked about before, about your interviews, the stuff Michael is talking about, you'll see where all that comes up in that talk. Plus, you know, this whole thing of being, you know, being and how powerful it is. And it's Harrison Klein, he puts this stuff, Michael has a great ability to put all this spiritual stuff really clear. And this boy, Harrison Klein, makes all the stuff just crystal clear. I mean, applying it is a different question, but he makes it as plain as anybody I've ever heard. So, yeah, definitely call me back when you finish listening.
Okay, I'm going to listen to it right now.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, Dr.